This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Carmela Castillo de Dios. Date of birth, September the 7th, 1968. Case ID number 3038197. Date of exam, 4/19/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire and medical records from Dr. Carla Cavazos. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that she has had COVID-19 and that she had it in 2021. She states that she no longer has symptoms of fever, but did have aches and pains, cough, and shortness of breath. She tested positive for COVID-19 and has been around family members who had COVID-19, such as her son. She has received one vaccine for COVID-19 in 2021. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old married female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back problems, hip problems, decreased strength of the right hand, and high blood pressure. At the present time, she is unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a provider for 20 years. During that time, she worked 3 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, her husband is working and also receiving disability benefits. They live in a house at this time, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number 1, back problems. Number 2, hip problems. Number 3, decreased strength of the right hand. Number 4, high blood pressure / hypertension. History of allegations. Number 1, back problems. The claimant states that in 2012, she started to have a stabbing back pain of her lumbar sacral back area, which would radiate down her right leg. She started also to have discomfort and pain in her hip area. No MRIs were performed or x-rays. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 5 hours, sit for 4 hours, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses. And her physician is Dr. Palacios and Dr. Norma Iglesias. Her daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing other minor chores around the house. Her physician is Dr. Palacios, and she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. At the present time, she's on naproxen 500 milligrams BID. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back strain and sciatic pain. The claimant also has had bilateral hip problems, which more likely than not are related to her back problem. Allegation number 3, decreased strength of the right hand. The claimant states that in 2017, she had decreased grip strength and function of her right hand. She states also that her middle finger would contract and she would have to straighten it out. No x-rays were performed. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or any injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. She states that she has the pain usually every day, but sometimes every other day. As noted earlier, her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 5 hours, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, and she has problems with cleaning herself when she goes to the toilet. Her physician is Dr. Carla Cavazos. At the present time, she's on naproxen 500 milligrams BID. She states that sometimes she can cut the grass slowly, and she likes planting her plants and attending her garden. Family history. Her father died at the age of 63 from sepsis. Her mother died at the age of 74 from heart disease. Medications: hydroxypam 25 milligrams QHS, sertraline hydrochloride 25 milligrams QD, lisinopril 10 milligrams POQD, cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams QD, PRN is needed for spasms. Naproxen 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID, PRN for pain. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, muscle spasms, comma, right-sided sciatic pain, comma, lumbar sacral back strain, Dupuytren's contracture of the right middle finger with right hand pain, comma, urinary tract infection, comma, lumbar sacral back and hip pain, major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation. The claimant is a Gravida 5, Para 5, vaginal delivery times 5. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Height, 5 feet 2 inches. Weight, 149 pounds. BP, 134 over 85 mmHg. Heart rate, 73 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 27. General. This is a 53-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences in H-E-E-N-T? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected, is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The second paragraph, there is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right hand, where she has a decreased grip of +4/5, and also has a contraction of Dupuytren's contracture of the right middle finger. Could you drop down to neurological? Grip strength was +4/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. Could you drop down to the last sentence in neurological? Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas except for the right hand. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left hand, but abnormal for the right, secondary to Dupuytren's contracture. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with her left hand and to a lesser extent with the right hand. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction except for a right middle finger Dupuytren's contracture. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength for the left hand and a plus 4 over 5 for the right. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the left hand and mildly restricted for the right. On examination, she shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no other restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Probable diagnoses. Number one, back problems, dash, right-sided sciatic lumbar pain, secondary to a probable inflammation of a lumbar sacral back area. Number two, hip problems, more likely than not coming from sciatic pain and possible osteoarthritis. Number three, decreased strength of the right hand with right middle finger Dupuytren's contracture, confirmed with physical examination. Number four, high blood pressure / hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 134 over 85 mmHg, which is normal. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Carmelo Castillo de Dios.